Let's catch up with the world's Carolyn Beeler now. She's sailing with researchers to Antarctica, looking into the effects of climate change there. Last we heard from her, their ship was still in port in Chile with a mechanical problem. But after a couple of days, they finally did head south. To get to Antarctica, the boat has to cross the notorious Drake Passage, something Carolyn was not looking forward to.
The Drake Passage has some of the roughest waters in the world, and there's just no escaping the effects of its huge swells.
Okay, I'm walking through the hallway on the main deck, where there are labs on either side, getting pushed into the wall.
Every couple seconds, gravity seems to pull me in a different direction as our ship, the Nathaniel B. Palmer, gets tossed by the sea. The hallways run uphill one second and downhill the next. Doors fly open as soon as you turn the handle or become heavy as lead.
Pulling back on the door is like, ugh.
We're 3 days out from port in South America, and I was expecting to be miserably seasick by now. But a combination of seasickness patches, acupressure wristbands, keeping an eye on the horizon, and eating lots of crystallized ginger is keeping my stomach remarkably happy.
Thank you.
So I'm able to head outside as huge waves crash against the side of the ship and send white froth into the air. This is what the Drake Passage sounds like. It's the only broad stretch of open ocean between the Atlantic and Pacific. Here's where we are in a circle around the globe. There'll be no land to interrupt the weather or the wind or break these waves. So these are some of the roughest seas in the world. Right now the boat's listing, pretty heavily with each wave. It's rocking a lot. And this is a pretty mild day. The whole southern ocean that surrounds Antarctica is notoriously rough.
And Drake Passage is even worse.
Bastian Quest is an oceanographer at the University of East Anglia.
Because you've got this area where you've got the Antarctic Peninsula coming north and the tip of South America coming south, and they really act like a funnel. And everything just channels in. You've got stronger wind, stronger swell, and everything just builds up to its maximum intensity.
These treacherous waters kept European explorers from reaching Antarctica for centuries after the mysterious land of Terra Incognita was first drawn onto maps. Even today, in a big, sturdy steel ship, it's impossible to ignore the water's power. Heavy equipment is lashed down with ratchet straps and chains or bolted to the decks. Still, occasional 20-foot swells send keyboards skittering across counters and knock people over in their chairs.
Oh, shit.
Everyone's fine.
Okay.
And it can be hard to sleep.
How did it feel last night? It was very sloshy.
Victoria Fitzgerald is a University of Alabama PhD student.
We were sliding head to toe in the bed. I kind of, like, clung to my sheets like a baby koala. Just hanging on for dear life.
Then there's the kitchen.
Right now, the Drake is getting the best of us.
Chef Julian Isaacs stands in a lunge as he shapes meatballs so he doesn't tumble over.
Oh, yeah, we had a lot of things crash to the floor today, so we were quick to pick them up, throw them in the sink, secure them real quick, you know. For the most part, we're getting there.
While I'm in the kitchen, a big roll knocks pots and pans around and sends dinner ingredients across the floor.
Avocado down. Just hit you in the leg.
Finally, toward evening on our roughest day on the Drake, the Palmer's rocking slows. I head up to the bridge for a panoramic view of the calming ocean.
We've survived the Drake.
Rick Wimkin is the ship's chief mate.
So now should be fairly smooth sailing from here on out, on down to the ice.
We've nearly finished crossing the roughest part of the Southern Ocean. For centuries, these waters have protected Antarctica from human interference. But now, warmer currents in the very same waters are melting the continent's ice shelves from below. And the scientists on this ship are heading south to try to figure out how quickly it's happening and how much climate change is to blame. But our challenges from the sea are far from over. Floating sea ice will subdue the waves, but it could also lock us out of places scientists want to go. Like lots of things down here, we'll just have to wait and see. For the world, Carolyn Beeler aboard the Nathaniel B. Palmer sailing toward Antarctica.
We have photos of Carolyn's journey on Instagram at PRI The World. You're with The World.